Hey, welcome back. Sorry for the delay in posting episode number 2. There was a few technical difficulties, and so I was only able to download it now. So I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you back on the next one.
Do you want to redo it?
No.
No? Okay. I guess welcome back to
whoever
may or may not be listening. I should probably put this away. Nope, too late. Everyone's seen it. So we signed off with an I love you, I believe, and I feel like maybe that's a little too soon
relationship. To back up, because there were way more issues with that, including the fact that we lost all of the video that we recorded.
Yeah, we did. You're looking at me. I don't know what happened. We're filming into my camera, and I was scanning through it to see what the footage is like, and then when we went to put it on the computer, it was gone. And so we have a very interesting video of Lauren here making some faces.
Yeah.
And then we have a 2-minute tester video, but we don't have the full video. So the last podcast is going to be put up without anything.
Just with our banner, not with.
Yeah. Or if we figure something else out, or if we manage to recover the video, we'll add it up. But yeah, this is going to be the first, I guess, official YouTube video that we have.
Yep. So welcome back to Gamer Girls. I am Lauren, and this is...
I'm E.D.
And in case you're wondering, she said Emily, but with a French accent. Yes, she is that bougie. Wow.
It's the French version of Amelia, is what it is. And it's M.E.D.
Okay. We can all ignore that. It's fine.
If you guys want to pronounce it properly, that's how you say it. But if you don't care, you can just call me Emily.
Or Am.
Like Lauren does.
I call you Am. I don't call you Emily.
Yeah, you call me Am. It's true.
Yeah. It's not worth the risk. we had a little bit of an oopsie on our first one, but hopefully today will be better. We have also ordered Uber Eats.
So excited. Sushi.
Yeah.
Which is our go-to.
We might have to take a break at some point in this podcast. One, because I have no fucking service in my condo, so I have to go out on the balcony to be able to answer. I have the hiccups.
Oh, you have the hiccups for so long.
I know.
You're gonna have it for the next 3 days.
I know, but I swallowed them and I haven't actually had them out loud, and sometimes that like stops them from happening. Did I tell you every time I ate for the next 3 days they kept coming back?
No.
I was so mad. Anyways, I hate the hiccups, they're fucking stupid. We messed up, and that's okay, because that's how you learn.
Lesson learned. So we're gonna be ordering some food, so Uber Eats is going to be showing up at the door.
And we're going to have to take a break.
One of us can just go pick it up.
Yeah, but we're going to have to, like, stop. Like, I mean, there'll be a cut in what they're watching or listening to.
Sure. They can watch a seat. I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but into the mic? That's going to suck.
I'm a quiet eater. I don't know what you're talking about.
So on my phone, I have a variety of things. I don't know what we want to talk about first. You pick a number between 1 and 57?
1 and 57.
And we'll see if we can do it.
1 and 57, okay. Last time we discussed, I guess, our first introduction to video games.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go much into it because we got distracted.
Oh, yeah,
as
true.
We do.
We could probably do that.
But I'm just going to reiterate. Mine was, I think, Duck Hunt. And some random PC gaming. I think Microsoft Games, the ones where they have like the 1,000 games,
the multiples,
like 301 games. And there's always a few that were my favorite, but I can't for the life of me remember what they are right now. And Lauren, I don't remember what was yours.
I don't know. So I had kind of like a weird introduction to games. I guess for computer games, it was like Sega, Sonic, something. Yep. I don't know. And then for consoles, the first one we had, what is it, Duck Hunt as well.
Duck Hunt.
But then we got a GameCube, we got a PS2, so we went through the whole, like, what is it called? Not Rock Band. Guitar Hero phase.
Yeah. Did you do Dance Dance Revolution?
Did you have the pad? Yeah, we had that
I was too. Absolutely horrendous at both of those games.
So I didn't play Guitar Hero with the guitar. I wanted to learn the controls better. So I played it with the controls.
Okay.
It was dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's so hard. Hands also weren't really big enough to like fit around the thing, which is also why I ended up giving up playing guitar anyways in my real life.
Right.
I went through that. Then we got a GameCube. We had Mario Sunshine, which was a blast. We had Melee. We had Mario Party, Tales of Symphonia. Oh my god, I have them over there. I could probably just read them out. What else do we have? We had a lot of games for the GameCube. Now I have like none. Pikmin. Holy shit. Oh. Someone was talking about how they might be making a Pikmin 4.
And you'd be so excited.
Oh my god. I would be so excited. I fucking love Pikmin.
I don't even know what that is.
Beef and I would play the shit out of it. It's actually next level. Also, I feel like my sister talk about it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then.
That was on GameCube, you said?
Blank that name out. Beef and I got. She got a PS2 before I did. Maybe like a PS3 or something. I don't know. Okay. Kingdom Hearts, anyways. We pretended to be sick one day while we were at the cottage, and we stayed inside all day and played Kingdom Hearts, and her mom made us soup, and it was legitimately one of the best days of my childhood ever. We like turned off all the lights downstairs and just played. And when we were little, we had a rule that we had to be outside between the hours of 9 and 5.
Right.
So this was like
minimal
a gift.
Screen time. Yeah.
Yeah. It was an amazing gift.
Have you finished playing the new one?
No, we didn't even make it that far, which is kind of annoying, but that's fine. I'm sure we'll keep going. We started playing Don't Starve a lot more. Because I think she just doesn't have access to it, and it's something that she really enjoys.
So that was your introduction, mostly. Yeah, and I went straight from pretty much Nintendo 64 to PS4.
Mm-hmm.
I did play video games a lot, I think, when I was in high school. I did a lot of sports, and I just never...
Yeah, same.
I kind of dropped off with the video games, and then...
I played Halo with my high school boyfriend, but that was, like, it. Right. And I was actually decent at it, which is hilarious, because...
Now you...
Why? Yeah, what?
Shooting's not your thing.
No, no, it's not. I can button mash.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Button mashing, that's the best. What was I going to say? Oh, I had to pick a number.
Oh, yeah.
You said 1 and 57?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 57. Let's pick number
23. In my head, I knew you were going to say 23, but I don't know how. I was going to say it earlier, and I didn't, but I have it up.
23.
Okay. Oh, no. So this one's called Finding My High School Teacher's Cell Phone on the Street, which is actually a thing that happened.
Okay.
By the way. We were in... So here you can stay around for an extra year. So we were in grade 13. There was a bunch of us. And we were walking. I didn't go to school in the same town that I lived. I'm dying. I'm so tired. So we were at my friend's house who lived in the same city as where we went to high school. And we were, I don't know, we were just like walking around, I guess. And then we found this cell phone on the street and we're like, oh my God, we're going to be like the best little fucking students ever. And we're going to return it. And we open it up and the background is a selfie of one of the weirdest teachers that we had in high school, and I forget his name. I never had him for anything. I think he taught like business or something that I was clearly not interested in. And yeah, it was like selfies of him on there and like all these other like really weird pictures and videos and messages
So you
like
found
that.
One of your teacher's cell phones on the ground.
On the middle of the street.
And then what was on their phone was pictures of another teacher?
No, pictures of themselves.
Of themselves. Okay,
but they were all these like really weird selfies.
Were they naked selfies?
One was shirt off, as far as I recall.
Okay.
I don't remember what else was weird, but I remember we ended up having a sleepover the next day at this other girl's house. And actually, it was a boy-girl sleepover. Probably one of my first. And I don't even know. We like had the cell phone and we were looking at all these like weird pictures and like messages and stuff.
Was it like PG-13? Are we talking like 14A, rated R?
I don't remember, but I remember giving it back to him with one of my friends, and it was so awkward, and I think it's because he knew that we had like seen all of these weird
pictures.
No, it was like one of the old, like, like it was like back in the day. I don't know. It was silver.
Oh, man. First cell phone. Razor. That was mine.
Really? Oh, I had...
Razor blue. It was like a metallic blue... The Razor that was a flip phone that was so, well, I guess compared to phones now, it's not that big.
They had
like
Nokia.
The screen like in the middle that told you the time, whatever. You flipped it up and it was like blue
colored. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There was a bunch of different colors, but
I
had the blue
one. I was so jealous of people who had those.
Yeah, my mom surprised me with it in the car, like for my birthday.
Fuck.
She like called it and something was ringing. She's like, pick it up. And I was like, pick what up?
Oh, that's really
and
cute.
And I grabbed it and she was like, that's your phone.
I was
so excited.
That's really cute. I had like a, it was like a little brick and it was silver and light blue and it flipped up, and you had to pull the antenna out. hello. But I got it in grade...
Wait, not like the...
No, not like the slidey.
Oh, I wanted the slidey so bad.
Oh, I had a slidey. And you know what the best part about it was? It was an LG and it slid up, but only, I didn't have like the full pad. Yeah. It wasn't like one that you turned to the side and slid up. It was just like a regular slide up. But it's like save phone, like save screen, whatever.
Screensaver?
Oh my God, yes.
Save phone?
Save phone.
Save screen.
Oh God.
PhD.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not in anything related to that. But it was fish, and they were like my little pets, and I could touch the water, and they would swim around. Oh. Like, they would like respond to it, and I was like, this is the best thing in the entire world.
I think the only time I've ever been jealous of being an American was because I felt like they always had cooler phones.
Yeah.
What I feel like their iPhone there was... T-Mobile was one of the companies that often had like the really like fancy flip phones. Mm. So when I was younger, I used to always look up whether or not I could order a flip phone and whether or not it would be compatible with my Canadian ass.
My high school boyfriend's mom worked for BlackBerry, so we got like, she had so many phones, it was so crazy. And like, I don't know if this was as much of a thing like literally anywhere else in the world, but in Canada, having a BlackBerry for a while there was like probably the coolest shit
status.
Ever.
Status. It was status.
Yeah, it was.
If you had a BlackBerry.
With like BBM and stuff. Yeah. Oh my God.
If you had a BlackBerry, you were cool.
Yeah.
If you didn't have it, you were left out.
Yep.
I guess it's the equivalent of Apple with their blue or green square. You feel left out when you're...
What's a blue or green square?
Like when you send messages, iMessage.
Oh, true. I don't judge based on that. I have no idea. But you're...
My friend
You are
hates...
not iPhone, my
no.
friend.
No. I ditched iPhone a long time ago.
I know. I like it. I like it for pictures. Also, I used to run an account, a business.
A business?
I'm not going to say what it was. But I used to sell stuff online. I made a lot of money when I was in my undergrad. And I had a BlackBerry for way too long. Like, I had my BlackBerry into university, like past first year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is a long time, by the way. I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to not have a BlackBerry anymore. I was. Anyways, I couldn't download the app. Like, I couldn't download Instagram.
Because it's so old?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, BlackBerry didn't have Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Instagram was not a downloadable app that you could have on a
That's
BlackBerry.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. So then I couldn't have an Instagram, and I was just, like, sad and annoyed. So I ended up stealing my sister's old 3GS.
Okay.
Is that what it was? Like, the iPhone? Like
3G,
it's like round
on
the back and
huge. It's like a brick.
Yeah, I ended up stealing that from her. Not stealing, she let me have it. This actually goes really well into another story. But yeah, I ended up using that for a while, and then I ended up getting an iPhone of my own. So my first iPhone that I had was an iPhone 5S.
Okay.
So I missed so much of like iPhone life.
Right, because I had an iPhone 4.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what everyone had for
iPhone
and,
4,
like,
and then when it switched to the different, not configuration, but what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like the different build, mm-hmm. I ditched it. Mm-hmm. I think I went to
like when
HTC.
They lost the glass back?
I think so. I think I went to the HTC One or something. Something like that.
Sounds
and I
boring.
Haven't been back since. And now I want a phone. And so now I have a Pixel.
I do not. And I will not. I like the iPhone. I will always be for the iPhone.
That's fine.
Although I do appreciate now with some of the Androids that they have better picture quality, because that was a huge thing barring me from ever getting one. Because they always used to be those little grainy, shitty pictures.
Android?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now it's gotten a lot better, I think. Like on average, I would say.
Yeah. Pixel is known for like having some of the best camera in the game, I think.
Yeah. Have you seen the ones, the new
it's really nice.
Phones where the camera pops out of the top?
No.
It's the way to make them thinner.
Ooh, but I feel like that's a recipe for disaster.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You're going to drop it and it's going to snap.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to smash
And I don't really know how you fix that. That's fucking brutal. Okay, but so that 3GS phone that I got for my sister, I ended up getting my iPhone 5, and I was like, this is amazing. And one of my roommates, we'll call her Lank. She's very lanky.
You're going to forget all of these nicknames.
Yeah, absolutely. We also call her James because that's her like male identity.
James.
So I'm just going to call her James.
Yeah.
So James...
But make no mistake, James is a female.
Oh, yeah. James is a lady. She is a lanky lady. And so she was awful with phones. Every time she would get a phone, we would go to the bar and she would lose it. It was awful. It drove everyone insane. Like, it was so annoying. And then she would just bitch about it forever. So we ended up, I gave her the iPhone 3 and she dropped it and cracked the back of it. And she's like, I can't be responsible for this. You need to take it back or I'm going to lose, drop something, mm-hmm. Your sister's phone. So she ended up getting, or she used it for a while and she bought a phone off of like Kijiji or eBay or something from this guy. Mm-hmm. And this guy didn't wipe his messages or anything off of there. And he was like soliciting prostitutes. it was nuts. Like he was asking for like rates for how long, when they were available and all this kind of stuff. And he didn't delete it. I was like, is that not like the first thing you do?
Wipe everything.
Yeah. Or at least like go in and manually delete them.
You would think.
Like something, anything. I guess he thought when maybe he took his SIM card out that they would magically like all totally disappear. And that was not a fact.
That was not the case.
So we like were able to read through. And that was like the first, I was like, oh my God, this is sex work.
This is sex work.
I feel like a sex worker.
Your first introduction to sex work?
Yeah, it was like so, well, okay, well, and not that I've had, oh my God. Not that I've had any other kind of interaction with that or food's on its way.
Ooh, yes. But your first, like, knowledge that sex work was a thing, or did you know that sex work was
like,
a thing?
Like, I knew it was a thing, but I just didn't know that it was, like, that around common? And alive.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. I just thought that was, like, weird. I was like, of course James would buy a phone. And, like, why, though? It just seems like something you might want to be, like, sneaky about.
Clearly.
But he had no desire.
But I guess, like, in theory, like, maybe back in the day, yeah, it was a lot more taboo. Like, but I feel like now, like, a lot of people...
Yeah, but this was, like, 2012.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, 2013. A ways back. My friend recently was selling clothes online. She was, like, selling her...
Like, through Depop or something?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I know the story. I really like the story.
And so she was selling just, like, clothing. Like, pants, shirts, sweatshirts, whatever she didn't need to make a little extra cash, I think. I don't know. Just to get rid of some stuff. And she... got like a private message from this man who offered, he asked if she would be willing to sell to like sell her undergarments, like bras, underwear, lingerie, and this was not advertised beforehand. Let me just state, she was only selling like her, I don't want to say normal clothes, but like
not
her
lingerie.
Outerwear, yeah, not her lingerie. And so she messaged in our friend group. And we were all, at least I was excited, and I told her she would definitely go ahead.
You can get so much more money probably for underwear than you can for
You can get so much cash. And so we asked her to like message him back to see like what the specifics were, because he had only just said like, would you be willing to sell your underwear? But it turns out he wanted her to like take pictures in them, which she wasn't. Yeah. She was like, if it wasn't for that, then maybe I would have considered it. But she's mm-hmm. like, I'm not necessarily all that comfortable sending
myself. I wonder
like,
if he could
myself.
Get in trouble for soliciting that through the app.
I don't know. I don't know what the regulations are
yeah.
in terms of like soliciting business. But so she didn't do it. But like there's such a big business for that. And yeah. you can make a shit ton. Was it you that was telling me that somebody made $5,000?
Oh, that was like, it was a streamer who got caught
oh, okay.
or something like in their email, like charging money for like
right.
underwear or something.
$5,000 though, like yes.
Yeah.
I'll sell you pretty much whatever you want in terms of my clothing for $5,000. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think of like what my minimum would be for like selling a pair of underwear. And honestly.
But you selling a pair of underwear or having you in a picture of the underwear and then
no,
also
selling
it?
No, just selling the underwear.
Nothing. $15.
Really?
$15 per pair of underwear?
Okay, yeah, but like underwear sometimes costs like what, $12.50?
That's okay, no, I'm going to like bulk. I'm going in bulk and I'm buying them.
Oh yeah, but then they're not they're not gonna ask for like normal underwear. They're gonna ask for like nice shit. Like it's gonna have to be lace.
I don't think it's always lace. I think some of them are like granny panties.
Okay, this man is here.
Ooh, that's exciting. Ooh, no. Oh, you're trying to get service on
but,
top of mine.
No, I have service.
Okay. But I need to see. I'm just looking at the timer.
Okay, do we want to take a break now and we'll be back in a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace out. We back, baby.
We back. We ate sushi. It was
it's good.
Absolutely delicious. Except we got these like gyozos.
Oh, yeah. Gyoza.
Gyoza. And we got chicken and then vegetable.
I've never tried the veggie.
And the vegetable ones were questionable.
It was a risk. It didn't pay off.
No.
That's fine.
It was a little mushy.
I think there was mushrooms in it. I think that's why I didn't like it, at least.
I don't like mushrooms either. It's not that I hated it. It was the texture that was the weirdest part, I think, for me.
I don't know.
It's a crispy exterior because it's deep fried. Yeah, so. I know. She finished saying that she disliked them, and then I saw her polish off two more within a minute.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's okay. That was our first meal of the day, and it is 3:41.
No, that's your first meal of the day. I ate pancakes before I got here.
Oh, wow.
Frozen pancakes, preferred kind of pancakes.
You were really prepared. I was not as prepared today.
I was so hungry. I was taking out the dogs, and I was, like, famished.
Oh, yeah, no, I made popcorn earlier.
That's not a meal.
Yeah, no, it's not. But I did eat something, so that wasn't, I guess, the first thing I ate. Speaking of selling things online, no, Gamer Girl Bathwater from Belle Delphine. I was watching, I think it was H3H3, or listening to H3H3, and she, like, sent them a special package, and it was, like, a thing of her spit. It was disgusting. Oh. I couldn't watch the video. I felt so sick.
Like, just a glob of her spit or an entire bucket?
No, well, she sent a video of her spitting into it repeatedly. Ew, oh my god. In, like, kind of a sexual way. And I think, yeah, I don't know. I hated it, though. I hated the whole thing.
That's awful.
Yep.
You guys couldn't see this, but she just gagged.
Yeah. Oh, it's so
spit
gross.
Spit is disgusting. That reminds me of, remember Jackass?
I thought you were going to say beef spitting in your face.
Oh, no. That's another story for a later time.
You're spitting a hot dog at you.
Yeah. We're going to discuss that another time. But no, the spit thing reminds me of Jackass. I remember because my friend used to love it when we used to grow up. You never saw Jackass.
I don't think so.
There was an episode where there was like a larger guy that was on the cast. And for some reason, I feel like they picked on everyone, but I feel like they always picked on him for, like, specific things. Mm-hmm. And they made him, like, run around, I don't know, the neighborhood or whatever, mm-hmm. In, like, a gray t-shirt and his underwear and his whatever. And then because he sweat a lot, and they collected his sweat and then wringed it out in, like,
a glass,
and somebody drank it. And every time I think of that, it makes me want to die. Like, it's... like, that's somebody's sweat. Like, they just wrung out into...
Yeah, that's fine. We don't have to go there.
Into a cup, and then somebody drank it.
Ugh.
It would be warm.
The color of it? Oh, my God. My eyes are watering. That's awful. Holy shit.
I feel like that's probably the best point to end it at.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you're going to make it any longer.
Or not urinating.
Sorry, sweating.
Sweating into bottles and making your friends drink it.
Sure, yeah.
That's a great place.
Awful. The things they did. But yeah, I think this is probably a solid place to kick off.
Yeah.
And our timer. Amazing. I didn't even look at it. Yeah. So subscribe below.
Oh yeah. We didn't even say like what any of our shit is. We're at Gamer Girls with two A's on Instagram and
Twitter.
And we will be posting these on both YouTube with hopefully video this time, as well as Anchor, which will be audio only. And you'll be able to find all the links for those kinds of things from our Instagram. I think that's kind of where we're going to be able to build out from the easiest, because it's something that I'm most familiar with. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to head over there. We reached 300 followers last podcast. It was a very exciting time. So, yeah.
Go follow us, and then you can follow our content.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it on screen here.
Or here.
Sure.
Yeah.
I won't, but you will.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. Love you. Goodbye.
I don't want this to be our
goodbye,
sign.
Goodbye, I love you.
I don't want that to be our sign.